This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening. It's Bing Crosby, and we open tonight with Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
You can.
You seem to be bright and bubbly tonight.
Got to be. This is the day to clap hands, to jump for joy, to ring bells, to dance in the street.
So, what's a joyous occasion?
My dear boy, don't you know?
No.
Today is the day that Bob Hope's new book hits the stands and the stalls.
Oh, that's right. Bob's book did come out today.
And an earth-shattering event, I would think, to say the least.
You really think so?
Oh, there's been a terrible crush in the bookstores all day long. I understand that fire departments, riot squads, the Boy Scouts, even the National Guard in some instances have been called out to keep order.
Well, that's wonderful that people are so eager to buy Bob's book.
Kid needs the money, too, you know.
did you buy it yet, Bing?
Well, I wouldn't want to risk crowds today, Ken, but tomorrow I may put on my hockey outfit, get into my lacrosse suit, and battle my way into a bookstore for a copy, huh?
Well, you may have to do that. I think Bob picked out a good title for his book. He calls it Have Tux, Will Travel.
Well, Hope has got to travel. He's got to keep moving, because if he ever stops, somebody's going to throw a net over that kid.
I understand he carries a machete with him to hack his way out.
Beat people off, yeah.
But Bing, Bob sure thinks of clever things, doesn't he?
Yeah. He sure does. Considering what he has to think. Actually, Ken, I'm so thrilled about Bob's new book. Really, I am. I could snore.
Snore? You mean you're filled with ennui?
I'm just kidding. As a matter of fact, I think Bob's book has a good chance of copying the Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize?
Yes. And you'll note that I didn't stress the PU in Pulitzer. I was tempted, but I wouldn't go for that.
Oh,
guy. It's too obvious.
You've got class, being there.
Well, it took a good deal of restraint, but I didn't do it.
I don't know how you kept from it, frankly. Well, aren't you going a little bit overboard for a pal?
What do you mean?
You really think that Bob's book has a chance of copying the Pulitzer Prize?
Well, I certainly do.
Oh, golly, would you say Bob is another Ernest Hemingway?
Not exactly, but his jokes have whiskers. However, Ken, in all fairness, I think we should tell the folks that Bob's book is really very entertaining. It's full of gags. It tells the true story of Hope's life. That is all you can get in print.
Well, I think that's enough.
Plenty, plenty.
It's really wonderful of you to say such nice things about Bob.
Got to butter the kid up a little. He's getting so touchy lately that I'm afraid if I give his book a bad review, he's liable to open a vein or something, dive through a shower door or something drastic like
that. Oh, that reminds me. I saw Bob out at the Lakeside Golf Club in the locker room yesterday.
What was he peddling? A repainted golf ball?
Of course not. He's gotten up in the world.
What's
he doesn't
do
that anymore. I must say that Bob thinks a lot of you.
How do you know?
Well, he was wearing a pair of shorts with your name embroidered on them.
Uh-huh. Right on the seat, too, I'll bet.
Where else?
Boy needs a rest, I think.
You mean he ought to sit down?
I mean he's mentally fatigued. But getting back to Bob's book, I know that intellectuals, you know, the intelligentsia, they'll want to know that Have Tux, Will Travel is available in cloth binding and also in the paper-bound edition.
I may get one of each.
Oh, yes. Make nice bookends. I also hear that Hope's story is being engraved on the head of a pen. Not quite sure about that, but I've heard it.
Oh, I know one thing, Bing. Did you know that the Pickwick Bookshop here in Hollywood is offering a free paper-bound edition of your book, Call Me Lucky, with every purchase of a paper-bound copy of Hope's book?
Well, that's what I call a real inducement to buy Bob's story. Hmm? That's an offer even I can't overlook.
Gee, just imagine getting your book and Hope's book all at the same time. Why, that's practically nothing.
You son of a gun. You just don't like deep reading, that's all. Our stuff is powerful. It's thought-provoking. Don't know just what thoughts, but there must be some somewhere.
Bing, don't look now, but speaking of thoughts, did you notice that Buddy Cole is sitting over there scowling at us?
This kid must be a Hope fan. Maybe I'd better sing a song for Bob now. Buddy, let's do I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. That's a nice song to sing to Robert, don't you think?
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. My little baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything.
And that was I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and dedicated to Mr. Bob Hope, the well-known author of that outstanding new book entitled Have Tux, Will Travel. I would also like to point out that in addition to scoring big as an author this year, Mr. Hope has been elected Mr. Overtime of 1954 by the makeup department at Paramount Studio. They labor long and diligently on that boy's kisser, I want to tell you. Here now is a song that, it really needs no introduction.
my love for you. Only the dream we knew. No other love. Watching the night go by. Wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I.
I hope we can all get together again tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Meanwhile, good night and thank you.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group, transcribed from Hollywood.
You busy getting the house in ship-shape order for the holidays? Well, one way to make those daily chores go faster and easier is to stay tuned to CBS Radio during the day for a visit with your good friend Arthur Godfrey. Now, he won't get in there and get the cleaning done for you, but he will put you in a good frame of mind, and you'll find that those chores will get finished much more quickly. And, of course, Godfrey's gang, Holly Oakey, Frank Parker, Marion Marlowe, Jeanette Davis, and the rest of the merry group add to the fun. So don't miss Arthur Godfrey time Monday through Fridays over most of these same stations. And you enjoy Peter Lind Hayes every Saturday in the daytime on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.